I do not want to drink Lars's water.
There's the cold open. You guys ready?
Wait, what are we doing again? I forgot.
All right. I'll take us in, okay?
No, TJ, take us in.
No, I got it.
Okay, here we go. I'll take you in. Okay, so welcome back to...
Like with a bomb.
Are you going to let me talk?
Strapped to TJ's chest. Like, take us on a date. Take us to the grocery store. All right,
I'll start us off.
Can I say something?
Yes.
All right. Welcome back to the first podcast. I'm Teej, and I'm joined by my hosts, Lars and Tristan. And somebody's knocking on the door. Hang on a second.
That's voice mode. That's not Dark Soul. Kind of sucks. I played the first one. It has not aged very well. I got the remaster.
I fucking told you, like, the remaster of Dark Souls is so irritating. The game design is fucking ass cheeks, but the bosses are cool. That's it. It's just annoying to be annoying.
Yeah, it's also like a lot of the quality of life. Oh, there's TJ. A lot of the quality of life updates from the newer games obviously haven't made their way back. And it's just tedious.
Yep.
Like, you just, you know, it's just like, you're just running around and dying. And it's stupid. Yeah.
Just go great play game, Elden though. Ring. Go play Elden Ring. It's way better.
Elden Ring is a much better game.
Are you guys talking about the new port of the Gex trilogy?
No, we're talking about Dark Souls.
Dark Souls 1 is kind of like bad now, but it's like, I don't know. You ever played Dark Souls?
A little bit.
Okay, so the first one has not aged very well, and it's unfortunate because it's like iconic. You know, it's. Mm-hmm. It's Dark Souls. It's Demon's Souls 2. But mm-hmm. It's just not very good anymore. And compared to Elden Ring, you mm-hmm. know. But it is what it is. That's okay. Well, thank you for your riveting contribution to that conversation, TJ. I really appreciate it. I guess we can move on. Hello?
Sorry, I got like one last email from my doctor, and I got like semi distracted, but it's all taken care of. We're good.
Tristan, be like.
I mean, that's what's gonna happen if I don't reply to my doctor's emails. They're just gonna spawn in my house and fucking murder me.
Hilarious stuff. All right, Tristan, I'm gonna take you to task. Okay.
Task manager, Windows XP.
So I'm going to go ahead and take you to task, okay?
TJ, stop fucking typing.
Type whenever I feel like.
You sound like a fucking secretary on their typewriter, just like...
Yeah, I'm transcribing what you're saying right now, like in a court case.
Yeah, it's a courtroom where, like, ace attorney Lars is like, "Objection! Homosexuality is not a sin!" And then TJ just keeps typing.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, so can I take you to task?
Yes, of course. Sorry for pushing you off. I was trying to do a bit.
You're not going
to
be sorry in a second because you're not going to like what I'm going to say, but I'll go ahead and say it anyway. Okay. So, Tristan, why are you subscribed to ASMR Pits? Hello, Tristan?
I plead the fifth.
Okay, but why?
Why are you looking at my subscriptions, huh?
Tristan,
huh?
I'm not. That's the thing. I'm not. What happens is
looking at my subscriptions.
Stop it. Stop. I there. No. the context here is that I'm an editor on your channel, and sometimes when I watch some of the upcoming videos, it shows you're recommended on the side.
Shit.
You know, Lars, something that you could do is when you're logged into his account, you can watch videos that Tristan doesn't like without, like, very subtly, and then it'll start recommending those videos to him.
Like, videos like healthy relationships?
TJ's getting removed as an editor real quick. Okay, and done. That's how you get removed as an editor, TJ. Messing with my algorithm. I don't want you to make my algorithm just Nikocado Avocado again.
Yeah, he wants to watch ASMR bits, god damn it. ASMR
okay,
bits.
Okay. Do you want me to actually explain why I'm subscribed?
You like ASMR? I'll give you some ASMR right now.
Okay, that sound effect. Lars, I was weed whacking and I heard that sound effect outside. And I thought it was
That's fucking... just called hearing noise. Trust.
I thought it was... No, hold on. I thought, like, in the Let's Read episode, I thought it was gunshots, and it scared the shit out of me because there was this, like, creepy guy, like, in the vicinity, and I thought I was getting shot at. But it was just TJ's weird knocks.
Yeah.
And I don't live in the best, like, town, so, like, it's very possible just to get fucking shot. And I was scared. Like, I was scared shitless, dude.
You can't complain about that, Tristan.
What's wrong with complaining about not wanting to get shot?
No, you can't complain about him using a knocking sound effect.
No, I'm just saying, you, like, do that too. In the specific context of, like, me being outside, it scared me. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, you've done that trick yourself.
No, I know, but, like, when there's knocking and you're outside around no doors, my first assumption was gunshots. Shut the fuck up, TJ. I'm gonna fucking fuck you, motherfucker. TJ,
why do you have, like, 80,000 sound effects, too? I don't understand.
Because 80,000 fucking servers. Because
voice mod. I'm using voice mod.
Oh, okay.
Continue.
Voice mod has a community sounds tab now, so I can just look up any sound effect I want.
Oh great.
Cum. Play the first sound under the word cum.
Come.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. Let's play the first sound for wanting to get monetized.
I can't because apparently I need something to unlock these explicit content.
You gotta pay for the cum tier on VoiceBot.
Yeah.
Did you want me to answer the question you had, Lars?
Yes.
Okay. So, even though, like, her channel name is, like, a joke, she actually does, like, a very specific type of sound that helps my brain relax because I...
What, fart noises? Or,
like, what? No, it's just, like, she's really good with, like, types of, like, clicking sounds and, like, whatnot, and it's just there's a certain type of ASMR that helps me sleep, and she's, like, so far the channel that's been doing it the best. So,
okay.
If anything, like, I'm just glad that I found something to help my insomnia and fall asleep faster.
So why are they all, like, super attractive women, then?
Oh, I don't like male ASMR channels.
He likes clicking like this.
Okay. All right, so I'll go ahead and bring something else up, by the way, so we can move on from that.
Mm-hmm.
Which is that this is something that Tristan requested that we talk about, which was, I'm going to bring it up because this is what he wanted me to do.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to talk about, yes?
So TJ and I were experiencing a really funny phenomenon last night before you mentioned this. Do you mind if I tell you? It pertains.
How do you know what it pertains to? Because you don't know where this is going.
Trust me.
Okay.
So, I'm like, hey, TJ, you should help me get some sound effects for my stream deck. So, we were going through, like, all the sound effects he had, like, just because he was in a bunch of random servers, just listening to, like, funny ones. And after, like, an hour or so, like, I forgot what we were doing, and I was really confused. I'm like, TJ, why do you keep playing sound effects? What are we doing? And he thought I was doing a bit, but genuinely I had forgotten, like, why we were getting sound effects. And he was confused, like, why I was playing dumb when I just genuinely forgot what we were doing. So that might be the case now where I asked Lars to bring something up, but now in the present, if I don't remember, I could be like, wait, no, I don't want that brought up, and like contradict myself.
That's why I was like ribbing you when you said forget about it, because I was like, yeah, that's easy for you to say.
But yeah, I just thought that that was interesting, where like I conflict with past Treston because I don't remember the bullshit going through his head.
Yeah, but wasn't that like 5 minutes? Oh, I mean, like you were in the middle. You were in the middle of downloading sounds.
Yeah, and then like there was like a sound I played earlier. It's like, oh, I want that sound. Then I brought it, like I get to it like 30 minutes later, and he's like, I don't want that.
Well, you can change your mind.
But he forgot I played it before.
Oh. Anyway, yeah. So here's what Treston really, really wanted to bring up.
Hold on.
Yes.
I never know what random bullshit I'm going to spout when I'm tired, feverish, sick, or at I'm loss tired. Of memory. So I'm genuinely scared, like, what we're going to talk about here.
Okay.
So go ahead.
All right. So Treston was insisting that it. Yes?
No, we're good. Sorry, I got scared. Okay. I got scared.
By what?
You lower your volume on purpose now.
I just got. you never get scared before? Like anxiety, you know, shit, bitch?
No, I don't have an anxiety issue.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Continue.
Okay. So Treston was like,
Treston, shut the hell up.
I'm doing a podcast. Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
Okay, can you stop being an annoying wank for just a second?
As long as you stop having a fucking stroke. Holy shit.
All right, so you were saying that in an emergency situation, if you had to drink out of the toilet water, it would technically be potable. And you're like, let's talk about this on the podcast, Lars. Let's get into this. So,
I don't want to talk about drinking toilet water. What the fuck? So,
why do you keep doing this? Why do you keep saying, well, Lars, we have to bring this up on the podcast. This is a great topic for the podcast, Lars. That's a great topic for the podcast, Lars.
I don't know if you're being real or not, or if you're just being a dickhead.
Lars, we have to talk about this on the podcast. Lars.
Why are you this is really good so content. Fucking stupid?
Because I'm imitating you.
I don't sound fucking.
Well, bleep that.
Yep. Yeah, someone please bleep that in the editing room. Anyway, yeah. So why did you want to talk about this?
I don't know. I don't. I. Are you being for real?
Yes.
I don't fucking believe you, man. I think you're just gonna be like, haha, after the episode, like. I pulled your leg. You have memory problems. Fuck you. Fuck a duck. Suck a dick. Aha.
You do have memory problems, but no. Mm-hmm. You wanted to talk about the potability of toilet water.
Do remember the duck penis. Like, I remember the corkscrew duck cock, but that's it.
That has nothing to do with this.
I know, but what I'm saying is, like, I do say some outlandish shit, and I don't know whether or not this is true.
What do you mean? I'm telling you it's true. I'm not joking.
When did this happen? When did he talk about toilet water? I wasn't here for this.
TJ, you were probably you're always asleep. Okay, you're always sleeping.
Yeah, to be fair, it was like 4 in the afternoon, so TJ was probably not awake yet.
That's yeah, like TJ, you're just a sleepy little guy. You're just me.
Was Lars talking about how he had to go poop, and then Tress was like, I want some toilet water.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Trust. Does this sound tantalizing to you? Does this make you thirsty? Toilet water.
I do
water.
Not want to drink Lars's shit water.
There's the cold open.
Stop being stupid.
Oh, that's you.
Also, if my microphone's too loud after I turned it up one sound, I'll just lower it for the next recording because I do see like when I yell sometimes it goes. Ah! Like that.
Well, basic mic etiquette, Treston. If you're going to yell really loud, just back away from the mic like this. You'll be fine.
Okay, hold on. I got you. All right. I'm like 2 feet away. Ah!
Sounded like Homer. You sounded like Homer Simpson.
I know, right? All right. So what are your actual thoughts on the topic, though, Tyson?
I don't want to drink toilet water. I mean,
you idiot. No. What do you think it's potable?
Like, do you think it's like something you could do as a survival tactic?
Yeah.
Yes. Water's water.
No, I Googled this and that's not true. Not all water is water. Like there's like, don't go to like the desert and find like a random pool of water that you don't know anything about and think water is water. That's not.
Don't drink water from the sewer.
If I'm dying of thirst, at that point, I would literally drink my own piss and cum to survive.
Okay, Bear Grylls. Except the porn version for some reason.
Yeah, welcome to my new video series. I'm Bitch Grylls, and I'm going to suck your cock.
That would actually sell. Anyway, so...
It would.
Yeah, this is Tristan right now. Tristan when he sees a toilet.
Oh my god, here's more sound effects.
Oh, TJ is what Senior Palo hates. Sound effects reference, man.
I'm just playing sound effects, not making references. No.
I just got a DM.
So true, David.
Wait. I just got a DM from one of the audience members.
Tristan.
Hold on.
Hold
on.
The audience at
discord.t1podcast.com.
It's just a sound effect.
It's at discord.t1podcast.com.
It's not a reference.
The audience at discord.t1podcast.com. The audience at discord.t1podcast.com if they want to tune to these episodes live.
No, that's a reference.
Discord.t1podcast.com if you want to tune to these episodes live.
I got a DM from one of the audience members at discord.t1podcast.com if you want to tune to these episodes live with Lars, TJ, and I, where we act fucking stupid for your entertainment.
Why did you call us Lars TJ? That was weird.
Well, like, do you guys agree with this or not? Like, the one of the audience members said, like, wouldn't come make you thirstier
because it's salty.
I don't know if it's salty. I've never. What do you mean?
Okay, so I have a theory. Then could you technically sustain yourself by eating cum for protein and then drinking your piss for hydration? Long enough to like be rescued in a survival situation.
No, you couldn't because if you lose stuff, get it back. You're not sustaining yourself at all. You're not gaining outside materials. This doesn't work.
Yeah, but like, would it be like a temporary band-aid just to get rescued?
Well, for a day or something.
Technically.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch Grylls could survive off piss and cum.
Yeah, but this is why people like in the desert aren't like, well, I'm gonna survive off of my own fluids. And, like, that's not how that works. You die.
Okay, like, so then I have another tactic. If TJ and I were stranded in the desert,
tactics for this.
What? Okay, we're talking about survival here. This is a podcast topic. So if TJ and I are in the desert. I could be like, TJ, I'm so thirsty, and you're thirsty. What if we just spit in each other's mouth and hydrate each other? Would that work?
Yeah, it would sound like this.
Ew. Stop! Stop! Okay. Now that TJ is gone, I don't want to talk about this topic anymore. He ruined it.
Yeah, can you stop with like just like the cum topics and the poop topics and just for one episode? Just no like weird sound effects.
Hold on. Are you talking to me or TJ?
Honestly, both of you.
To be fair, you're the one that brought up toilet water, so, I mean, this is in the ballpark.
No, because you really wanted to get into it, though. I mean,
okay, but then, to be fair, then, if we're going to bring up the toilet topic, I can talk about piss and cum. Okay, those are the rules.
No.
You know the rules, and so do I.
Hey, Tristan, no references, Tristan.
I don't know. What are we referencing?
Oh, did you forget that you already did that gag?
Wait, what are we gagging on? That sounds gross.
Hey, Tristan, we're recording a podcast right now.
Ooh, we should bring up the toilet topic.
Tristan, is this you?
What the fuck is... TJ, do you have, like, brain cancer? Do you have just, like Prion's disease?
No, you're the one with brain cancer because you stroke out every episode. You're like, and when you,
if I was a monkey,
mm-hmm.
I'd probably like swing from the trees and shit.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, like, wouldn't that be cool? Like, if you were a monkey, like, if a human grabbed you by the tail and then, like, beat the shit out of you, like, slapping you against the wall and shit and, like, against, like, the ground, like a rag doll in Gmod.
No, here's a here's a topic for the podcast, which has nothing to do with bodily fluids. So, apparently, apes will mess you up, like, a lot. They have the... You don't need a sound effect for everything, TJ. You just don't. It's...
I have a theory for what's going on with TJ. TJ has been watching too much Beef Boys to the point where it's just like he's turned into brain rot, and now he's just like an echo of just cancerous sound effects nonstop.
Mm.
I feel like everyone has brain rot these days. I feel like that's just like the default status for people
the
on
podcast.
The internet.
It's a
like
podcast. It's just
like for an example, Tristan just does that thing where he does the bastardization of the podcast theme, and he can't not do it. And his response here is going to be stupid, but you know he's going to say it anyway.
To be fair, it's just become like an inside joke, and like a bunch of the server members do it too, and they enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. But it's brain rot.
So. We have an amnesiac and a stroke victim telling me that I have brain rot. Okay.
Yes, you do. If an amnesiac and someone with stroke issues is telling you that you have brain rot, TJ.
Have you ever had a dream that you had?
So if an amnesiac and someone who's spamming sound effects nonstop walks into a bar. The amnesiac would probably forget that Lars had a stroke.
Yeah, by the way, I did notice that a lot of those jokes about people walking into a bar are really just mm-hmm. jokes to, like, make fun of Jews. It's kind of fucked up, if you think about it.
Sorry, wait, I farted. I didn't hear what you said.
You farted that loud?
Ugh. And it was really well acted. It had a lot of really good... I actually really liked Adam Driver. In there, you know, the guy who plays
that's
Darth Vader.
Where that clip is from.
Yeah,
also, what the fuck you mean plays Darth Vader?
Yeah, you know, Darth Vader's son or whatever. Yeah,
Kylo Ren is Darth Vader's grandson, and he's like, I will finish what you started, father.
No, Kylo Ren's the guy played by Daniel Bodega, right? I think it is.
No,
hmm.
Adam Driver plays Kylo Ren. The fuck you mean?
Doesn't Oscar Isaac play Harrison Ford or something? It's like real meta at some point.
Doesn't Lars play someone who's fucking brain dead with a stroke?
I mean, wait, why does this? Wait, why, Tristan? Why does this trigger you? I don't understand. Like, what? Why did that of all things like get your goat?
Because he's a Star Wars fan.
I'm a Star Wars fan too.
The Star Wars sequels piss me off to the point where like when people like. Are being stupid with Star Wars. I just get mad. But then I remembered I'm more mad at Disney than the person pissing me off.
Oh, they're pretty good, though. I like 7, at least.
No, 7 was good. 8 was ass. And 9 was just... It was just trying to salvage the dumpster fire.
All right, downvotes incoming. 1 was not very good, but it's iconic. 2 sucked. 3 was actually really good. 4 was good. 5 was okay. 6 was great. 7 was also great. 8 was... Just decent, not really all that great. And then 9 was whatever.
Whoa. You didn't like 5?
No, it was okay. It was kind of middling.
That's what everyone considers like the holy grail of Star Wars.
I don't think so.
Yeah, like Empire Strikes Back. Everyone's like, that's like everyone's favorite.
Now, which one's 5 and which one's 6?
Oh, Empire Strikes Back is 5, and 6 is Return of the Jedi.
I thought it got mixed reviews.
Empire Strikes Back? No, it did not.
Yes, it did. Yeah, I'm looking at here. It says Empire Strikes Back received mixed reviews.
Are you reading reviews from the time it released in the 80s?
I mean, don't just discount that. No, hey, people, when people go back and they write those stupid Huffington Post articles about, well, maybe we misjudged this movie. Well, that, okay, but at the time, people didn't really like it. That still means something.
Look at The Shining, like the critics hated that movie when it came out, but now it's like considered a classic, like a horror classic. The Shining.
Oh yeah.
I think The Shining's overrated in my opinion, but
yeah, it's overrated.
Taurus in the Discord chat at discord.tunpodcast.com. Thank you for boosting the server and supporting the show.
We appreciate it.
And if you guys want to support us, we also have a Patreon, patreon.com/T1Podcast. If you want to support us, or if you want to just come into the Discord server, again, discord.T1Podcast.com. Even your messages just help support us because we're trying to build a community and every single thing helps, guys. And thanks again for the boost.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to plug our shit, TJ. Do you want fucking money? Why do you sound so disgruntled?
Or just regular money?
Yeah, like, I know it pisses you off, but like, it's important to like.
It's important to practice good hygiene. You guys know that song?
No. Sorry.
It was on Tony Hawk. It was If You Must by Del the Funky Homo Sapien.
Oh, from that was Pro Skater 3. I was like half paying attention to what you said. Then you said Del the Funky Homo Sapien and
wait,
Tony
TJ,
Hawk,
do you, like, oh. Do you prefer Del the Funky Homo Sapien or Deltron 3030?
Well, Deltron 3030 is when he does like his like science fiction,
yeah,
like sci-fi type raps. I've listened to both. Yeah.
Okay. I think Deltron's when he gets interesting because he teams up with Dan the Automator, I think, for that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff. I talk about this more on the podcast, but Tristan, you're not really into like music, right?
Just one second. I'm going to grab a Kleenex. My allergies are bad. I'm not jerking off. I just have a runny nose. Relax.
I didn't doubt it until you said it.
Okay, well, I know every time I bring up a Kleenex, TJ's like, Are you jerking off?
Why is he Patrick / Sands?
Are you... What about it's the way he dress? What if about it's the way he comes?
Like, I'll be right back.
But anyway, is there anything else you wanted to bring up while he's jerking off?
Why is his impression of me Sans from Undertale? he's always like, oh, I'm TJ.
Weird guy.
He's pretty weird. He's pretty weird.
He's pretty weird, man. Tristan, you're a weird dude.
Hey, if you're listening to this on YouTube, type in the comments about how weird Spaghetto is.
Yeah, talk about like all the ways in which he's eccentric.
Yeah.
Various idiosyncrasies and like foibles and flaws.
His various idiocracies.
Someone has boosted the server as well. We've just achieved level 3 again. Thank you, Clef. Discord.t1podcast.com if you want to come and join the fan community. While Tristan is...
Preferably come before you join. I don't want to see that.
Yeah, we actually have a rule now. And the rule is about that.
Speaking of come, has Tristan finished jerking off yet?
No! No, not speaking of come. Just new topic. All right, have you played Saints Row?
I've never actually played a Saints Row. Actually, no, I played a little bit of 4 that I remember now at somebody's house.
I was going to say, I've been playing the new Saints Row that came out, the 2022 game. And
yeah, I heard about that.
People were freaking out about it because they saw the trailer and they're like, well, they look like Gen Z hipsters and they have college debt, therefore it's bad. And it's not that bad. It has a lot of glitches and bugs though, and that is pretty bad.
Yeah,
but it is.
They sound like every character in GTA 5, or at least Trevor, is like, "Oh, I hate hipsters," and then they have like the out of date 2010 stereotype of a hipster.
Yeah.
Here, let me unserver mute Tristan for a bit to see what he's doing right now. Hey, Tristan, what are you doing?
Oh my, I can't control my goo.
Ew.
Ew, Tristan. That's disgusting.
So, guys, I'm gifting y'all a free Nitro for Discord at discord.t1podcast.com if you want to join these episodes live. So, here we go. Here's a free link to Nitro.
Is that real?
Yes, it's real. I literally just paid $10 to give someone Nitro as a gift. I'm trying to be nice to the fans, and you're just like,
what if that's the way he's dressed?
No, good job, Tristan. Thank you for dropping that in the chat. So I had a thought the other day, by the way. Yeah. So my thought was, like,
Come?
Yes.
Yes. We didn't hear a no.
It's just such a stupid thought.
What is it? Out with it. Spit it out.
No, but it doesn't even make any sense. It's just...
Just say it.
Just splooge all over the place and spill the semen.
Stop blue balling the audience.
The audience.
I can't warn people enough how stupid this thought was.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Is anyone going to be surprised?
No.
Not really. It's us. I mean, this whole episode has been us saying "fuck you," "come," "toilet water."
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so my thought was, I wish my penis was wireless.
What the fuck? What, you want to like disconnect it via Bluetooth and put it on the charger for the night? Like what? What?
Wouldn't that be great?
No.
What do you mean? No.
I don't want to go to work and be like, oh shit, I forgot my penis today. Now I can't piss all day.
They're like the new AirPods. They're like the new AirPods. Is the penis pod detachable penis?
If you don't take your dick to work, how do you piss?
Well, I'm assuming it would be set up so there's still a little hole. It would come out.
That's just turning yourself into a woman. You want to be a woman?
That's not how that works. And you're treading on thin ice there, bud. Just be careful with your language there.
Is the wireless penis Bluetooth enabled?
Sorry, when you said a little hole, the first thought that came to my mind is like when you disconnect your penis, there's just a hidden vagina underneath.
What do you call this idea? Like the eye peen?
Something like that. No, but here's
No.
It would have to be wireless via Bluetooth, by the way. That would be the only way it would work. Now wireless penis is like you could like mail it to your girlfriend and like if she's on like vacation.
Can you imagine if Apple did a campaign, like a new Think Different campaign, and they just put like a disembodied penis on the poster? Think Different.
Just a penis.
I've seen this image float around the internet quite a bit. It's like a new AirPod accessory where it's like a subwoofer, but it's like a butt plug you put in your ass. So like when you're listening to songs, you like feel the vibration.
Oh, it's like Tooth Tunes, where, you know, the toothbrush that you put in your mouth and you can listen to music as it vibrates in your mouth, but instead it's vibrating in your ass, yeah.
Also, Lars, they already have shit like that. You can, like, literally clone your dick and send it to your girlfriend. It's a thing.
I know.
But that's not your actual penis, it's just a copy of it.
I know, Justin.
Close enough. I would be scared if I mailed my penis. What if it got lost in the mail?
You still have
yours.
Where
would my dick be?
What do you mean? Oh, you mean in this hypothetical situation?
Yeah.
Because basically you're pirating your penis at that. In reality, that's what you're doing. You're.
It's gonna end up at a restaurant, and they're gonna cook it up into a delicious meal.
A meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
No, I don't want British Chinese food. No, I fucking hate British Chinese food. No.
What you think? You think a British Chinese food is a penis?
Yeah, British Chinese food is fried cock.
Fried. Yeah.
Okay. So, hypothetically, though, like, what if you mailed your girlfriend your cock and she got mad at you and she just, like, destroyed your penis? Like, just lit it on fire and chopped it up?
That would be illegal.
Yeah, but then, like, what do you do? Like, you're just a no-penis
guy. You sue her for damages?
Did you like want to one up Vincent Van Gogh by instead of cutting off your ear, you cut your dick off and put it in the mail?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. No, but Tristan, you do the same thing that happens, like if that happens just regularly, like wired.
Yeah, but like, where do you get a new penis? It's not like a fucking Apple charger where you just go to Walmart and like, oh, there's a new penis, $4.99.
It's pretty common where a guy is caught cheating and then the girl. The lady in the relationship cuts his dick off and, like, throws it away or something.
Yeah.
It's happened more than once.
Yeah, and it doesn't require wireless penis technology for that to happen. So this is going to... crazy people are going to be crazy either way.
Wait, yeah. Does that mean I could go get two penises? Have peni?
You just have the one.
No, like, what if I want a second penis? Would that be possible?
No, that is impossible, Tristan. That is not possible.
Why can't I have two penis? Like, why are you crushing my dreams?
Because it's not a thing.
First of all, you would need somebody... If you're going to graft a new organ under your body, you would need someone with a similar blood type. Or otherwise, your body's going to reject the second penis.
All right, TJ, come here.
No.
Shit. All right, there goes my chance.
I don't have the same blood type. How do you know what blood type I have?
You're O negative.
No. Wait, you have O negative?
You're HIV positive.
Well, then you really definitely don't want my dick if it's HIV positive.
Also, like, if your penis was wireless, I feel like people would be a little bit more careful with them. Like, you wouldn't send it to a girlfriend who there was even a chance of them, like, mutilating it, right? I mean, that's...
Yeah, but you just said mail your dick. Like, I've had fucking Amazon employees literally stomp on my package.
Stomp like, on your dick.
I don't want my dick to be flattened in the mail. Be
stomping on your package in that situation.
They literally, yeah, they stomp on your package, yeah.
Tristan, you act like the Amazon employees have busted down your door, they grabbed you, and then they stepped on your dick. And then
they have! Out. When I ordered comic books in the mail, they literally, they were destroyed! Oh, and my comic book package was opened! They literally had opened the package, and the comic books were, like, all bent to hell, and they were just... It's like the guy was fucking reading them while driving down the street to drop them off.
I mean, is it a problem if your penis already has, like, a slight bend to it?
I don't have a curved cock. I don't know about you two, but mine's not.
Mine's got a little bit of a curve.
Ooh. Okay, proof?
No, it's got a good angle for it, though, because there's a certain spot inside that... Well, this is irrelevant to you, because you're never going to put your penis inside of a vagina. But if you were to...
put it inside of an anus.
Well, there is a prostate. Maybe that would help in that situation. Yeah.
Wait, a prostate exam? I can't wait to pass.
It'd be good to... No, it's good to have, like, a little bit of, like, a certain kind of an angle, because this is stuff that, if you ever have sex, you'll figure out. But anyway, let's move on. Thanks, guys. Well, I really appreciate the segue.
I've got a boner to pick with you, Lars. I hate that so much. It makes me angry.
This is a certified hood classic.
Stop playing sounds. This is a podcast, not a fucking soundboard.
Ugh. You just played a sound too, you dummy.
Anyone who is listening to this, there's this podcast called The First Podcast, and I'm friends with the two hosts. So if you want to check that out, it's not on YouTube.
All right, we done with the sound effects?
TJ, you sound really good there.
Hmm.
The evil voodoo booty guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said that one of your videos, Tristan. That was really weird.
Why did TJ say, like, yeah, all sexually right after I said that, by the way?
No.
Yeah. The evil voodoo booty guy.
If he's ready.
Stop saying you'll fuck me and fuck me.
Oh, nice. He's uber duck to me. I really appreciate that. Yeah, I'm going to mute TJ because I don't want him to use AI Lars' voice just to insert random clips about, like, him being like a sex slut or something. Like, just
AI Lars be like, oh my gosh, I'm daddy's little cum slut. Fill me up like a goddamn dumpster.
Yeah. Why did you just clip me saying yeah? What's the point? What is the purpose?
Wait, hold on. Lars, do you support and not?
Yeah.
I've had blue balls all day and I need to unload my Alfredo sauce.
Shut the fuck up, TJ. Ew. Stop cloning your podcast host. It's weird.
TJ, why did you just sound like Seth Rogen?
Because I'm leaning into the bit of him making me sound like Sans.
What do you guys think about the approval for the Microsoft Activision Blizzard sale?
Oh, did it get it? I thought they were being blocked by the FTC or whatever.
Isn't this going to be cool? Activision is going to go harass like Microsoft employees now. It's going to be really weird.
I feel like it's just one of those things in the game.
It's not like they're going to move into the Microsoft headquarters. They're still going to just be in the Activision building.
Yeah. Also, I don't have much faith in Activision in terms of like their modern practices and stuff. And I don't think much is really going to change with that. Thankfully, Microsoft has been pretty cool so far when it comes to putting their stuff on other platforms, especially on PC, which for obvious reasons. And
yeah,
I don't mind them very much. I'm not impressed with them as a video game.
It would be weird developer. If Call of Duty suddenly became Xbox exclusive. That'd be weird.
I don't think they'd want to do that because it would cannibalize a lot of their sales.
I feel weird about Crash Bandicoot and Spyro being owned by Microsoft now when they started out on the PlayStation. It's just
that is weird.
It feels weird. Just like how like they have Banjo as well and like all the Rare stuff. It just feels weird.
I do think it is a little bit weird I don't like the trend of companies moving more towards monopolizing in general when it comes to the video game industry and just overall, but especially since we're gamers. Well, it's not good when companies kind of collude and band together. Like that's never great. Like I feel like having healthy competition is useful, just like any other industry.
I mean, Microsoft's been pulling all these moves because they want to compete with Sony.
I don't think they have the cojones. I just don't. I don't think they understand. Like, I don't think they want more.
I guess they want more first party stuff to kind of beef it up and be on like PlayStation's level. But I don't know.
I do think they saw the writing on the wall when it comes to like consoles kind of becoming more like PCs and PCs becoming kind of the default for a lot of people. And I think Sony's starting to catch on as well. Because it's like
with all their PC ports of their exclusive titles now.
Yeah, that was something I never thought I would see. But yeah, basically every major Sony game's coming out on PC eventually, which is good for business. It's been like super popular.
What if they made a Breaking Bad video game?
They did.
What?
Wait, they really? When?
A long time ago.
Looking this shit up. Breaking.
You need to play it on your channel
Bad.
As a let's play.
Yes, that's the law.
It's called Breaking Bad Criminal Elements. It's a mobile game.
Ew.
Oh, Tristan's favorite.
It's funny how no one's I'm just reading enough comments in the chat, by the way. Funny how no one's ever gone after Nintendo for all their exclusives. Well, Nintendo is what we call a very liquid company, so that's not really a concern for them. They have projections so that they can survive for at least a decade. At this point, if they literally made no money, so they don't care.
They're also very, very dependent on their having strong IPs as well. Well, I mean, other companies have tried to, you know, gobble at their IPs before. Like when Microsoft bought Rare, like one of the stories I read was like one of the reasons why they decided to buy Rare is because they were trying to get the rights to Donkey Kong.
Yeah, but nothing really came at Donkey Kong. Kind of weird.
Well, the thing is, like, a lot of what modern Donkey Kong is because of Rare.
It is, but, like, wait, they don't still do Donkey Kong at this point, right?
No, because they're owned by Microsoft. What Rare does now, I think they're the devs for Sea of Thieves.
Oh, okay.
Actually, yeah, Sea of Thieves is a fantastic game.
I remember watching it. I remember Kudos was playing it, and I was like, "Yeah, this looks mid."
Yeah, but for a while they were just kind of relegated to making Kinect games. I mean, there was that one Banjo Kazooie game that nobody liked that came out on the 360. And then there's like there'll be Rare IPs being developed by other dev studios like Killer Instinct, and like I think they're making a new Perfect Dark.
Oh, maybe? Okay.
And they had the Battletoads in Killer Instinct as well.
I feel like putting Rare in charge of Kinect games is kind of like putting Michael Jordan in charge of like a fourth grade basketball camp. Like, it's not really productive use of their skills at that point. We shouldn't talk about this too long, because I don't think Justin knows what we're talking about.
No. I know about the whole Rare stuff. I was just thinking about how it's just funny that Microsoft spent a lot of money on Rare just for it to kind of flop. But I am glad that Rare came back with Sea of Thieves, because I have played Sea of Thieves. Fantastic game. And actually, the first time I played Sea of Thieves, I got seasick from the ocean, and I puked immediately after. But
what's called Sea of Thieves, dummy?
No, I know, but I didn't think like a virtual ocean was gonna give me nausea.
Oh, okay.
VR gives me motion sickness.
You know what? You give me motion sickness, TJ.
Well, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing, guys. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Shut I know the that's fuck
your
ca- up.
I know that's your catchphrase.
Yeah, that's gonna do it.
That's gonna do it. That's about all, folks. This has been the first podcast. Fuck you, TJ, Lars. Mwah. See you next time.
Bro time.
Shut the fuck up, TJ. I will have sex with you.
I think that's what he meant.